bucket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thank you very much for sticking with us on this Tuesday morning. 251-343-0106. If you want to get in or respond to anything you're hearing this morning on the program, still to come in about a half hour from 1819 News, columnist Stephanie Holden-Smith joined us for the first time. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Joining us now, very pleased to bring on my next guest, very kind to come on this program. She is the president of the Public Service Commission here in Alabama, Twinkle Cavanaugh, on the line with us. Twinkle, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning, Jeff. I appreciate you having me this morning, and good morning to your listeners.
Well, thank you for that. Let's kick it off here. The quote, Inflation Reduction Act, unquote. A lot of stuff in there, I think. We need to be on the balls of our feet here, be aware of, but it's going to make life more expensive most people, but specifically here in Alabama, it looks like.
You know, it amazes me. The Inflation Reduction Act is such a joke. I mean, what it should be called is, as I said in a tweet, is the climate socialist boondoggle, because we're right now in a recession. The last thing we need to do is spend more money, because all we're doing now is printing more money, which makes everything we earn or you earn or the listeners earn worth less money. So we're all taking a pay cut, even though we're earning the same amount of money when they print all this money. And the list is like an environmentalist, as I call it, wish list. It's craziness. And when they talk about these numbers, it's like $369 billion. It's a B, billion, and, you know, $300 billion in green loan guarantees, $350 billion on an environmental wish list, and $60 billion for environmental justice initiatives. None of this is needed. I mean, it is ridiculous. They say we got a green energy crisis. I would tell you we've got a real crisis in leadership, not a green energy crisis, but a crisis in leadership.
Well, the green energy movement, it's really flexing its muscle here. And obviously, you know, Democrat administrations, you see that. But let's talk about what you think it means here in Alabama. I mean, utility prices have got to be feeling the brunt of inflation. On one hand, and just commodity prices in general, but start messing with public policy at that level. I got to think that puts some pressure on it as well.
It is, you know, horrible news for Alabamians and everyone else across the country. But one of the things I'd like to bring your listeners' attention to, because it's shocking. I know when I was speaking last year, I mentioned it in a speech about how President Biden wanted to spend $80 billion. And once again, that's B with a billion, $80 billion to hire new IRS agents across the country. And I said something about that in a speech last year when I said that he wanted to do that. And everybody kind of questioned whether or not it was real. Well, now it is in the legislation. It's in this, what they call the Inflation Reduction Act, which is, as I said, Climate Socialist Boondoggle Act, but $80 billion to hire IRS agents, and then we'll move on to energy. But I did the math on this last year, and if you take $80 billion, and let's say the average IRS agent, including their benefits and all, makes $100,000. I actually read today it was more like $58,000, but let's just say $100,000, which means probably it's twice as many agents as I'm saying. But with $80 billion, if you divide that by 100,000, then you get 800,000 new IRS agents across the country, 800,000. And then if you take that 800,000 agents and you divide it by the 50 states, then I know every state wouldn't be equal. But if you divide that by 50, that would be 16,000 more agents. IRS agents in the state of Alabama, 16,000. So, you know, I guess they're trying to turn America into a police state for tax collection. But I mean, these numbers are just mind-boggling because these 16,000 new IRS agents would be constantly hounding you and me and other citizens across the state and business owners across the state of Alabama. And so when you hear $80 billion to hire IRS agents, that is one scary thought. It's the police state is all I can say. But when you're talking...
I'm going to say this. It's not like Americans are clamoring for more IRS agents. I don't know where this stuff comes from, right? Like, you know, we just want to live our lives and you know, have a good quality of life or whatever. But, you know, I was thinking the other day, well, this traffic is terrible, or, you know, I don't like what's going on with China. Or, how about more IRS agents? I can't imagine that. Well, it's funny how government works, right?
If this passes, the IRS will be the largest employer in the state of Alabama. That should scare everyone. Not a grocery store, not in a hospital, but in the IRS would be the number one employer in the state of Alabama if this passes. And then let's move on to energy, because I think that's what we really probably ought to be talking about today on your show. Because it is mind-boggling, once again, what's happened to energy in the state of Alabama and across our country. But when you look at the three major, you know, things you look at when you look at energy production, you look at oil, natural gas, and gasoline. Well, first of all, when Biden was elected, that November day when we all were crying because the media had called it, for Biden against Trump, oil prices were at $50 a barrel. They've gone as high as $120. Today, they're at $94 a barrel. That's why oil has gone down just a teeny bit. But don't get too excited. It's really because we're using our strategic emergency reserve at a rapidly and alarming rate. But it's at $94 a barrel. It has been above $90 a barrel since Biden took office, which is really double what it was under President Trump. Then your natural gas prices, which, you know, the environmentalists really stuck it to us. They said, we're going to do away with coal. And they've said this for the last 12 years. And when we do away with coal, we're going to make you turn everything over to natural gas. Well, now what they're doing is driving up the cost of natural gas. Under President Donald Trump, it was less than $2 per MMBTU. Today, this morning, a spot price was $7.93 per MMBTU. So less than $2 to $7.93. It's been above $7 most of the month, or in fact, all of last month, I should say, beginning of August. But almost $8 now. It was below $2, so quadruple the price with natural gas. And then gasoline, we've all been to the pump. We all know. Today the average price in Alabama is $3.77. And we're like, oh, good, it's not over $4. But wrong, if you think about when President Trump was in office, it was under $2. And now we're at $3.77 and thinking, you know, thank goodness. But that is the wrong way, you know, to look at this, because the only reason this price is going down is because President Biden has decided to use our, what they call the Emergency Strategic Petroleum Reserve, SPR. But it says it's the emergency reserve for a reason, and yet we're using it at 1 million barrels a day during the month of August and September. So that means 30 million barrels this month, 30 million barrels next month. So we'll be right around with left in our strategic reserve around 400 million barrels at the end of September. And the reason they're releasing them at that rate is to try to keep gas prices down. But that's not the reason we have an emergency strategic petroleum reserve. We have it for emergencies. And right now, when we've got China, China actually even coming after our speaker. I mean, you know, anytime something like that happens, you know, we're in a tough situation in this world. And then you've got Iran and everything going on over the country. I mean, we're in a bad situation. Afghanistan, there's no telling what all could happen. And yet we are pulling down our emergency strategic petroleum reserve at just an alarming rate.
Well, what seems to probably happen to me, I think, you know, Labor Day will come and go, and you'll see the blends change back, and you'll see gas prices go down. But it won't be because of anything really, any particular policy measure of the Biden administration, except maybe the strategic reserve is still in play or not. But they're going to start taking credit for it, and they're going to say, look at what we did. And you have to kind of wonder that, will they get how the media is in this country. Will they get a W for that? And just in general, is there any way you think beyond kind of the natural market dynamics that we're going to see a relief from some of the price pressures on our energy?
Well, you know, right now, at the end of September, President Biden will have used somewhere in the ballpark of 250 million barrels of oil out of our strategic reserve, emergency strategic reserve. And so, you know, that's somewhat alarming right there, because that's what, you know, we don't have the money to put it back into the reserve. So this is a real problem for our country when it comes to our position, you know, in the world, because we're still using about somewhere in the ballpark of 8 million barrels of oil that we're not producing. So it's been coming from other countries. And they're not our friends. These are our enemies that we're getting oil from. So it's we're in a tough situation. And what Biden did, the first thing he did when he got into office, he killed the Keystone Pipeline project. That would have brought about 830,000 barrels of oil a day from Canada, from the Canadian area down to our refineries in the Gulf Coast. And so, you know, we still need that. It's not like we don't need it. We still need it. So we're putting it on trucks, and we're trucking it down, or we're putting it on train cars and bringing it down on trains. But, you know, look, at the PSC, we regulate train safety, we regulate pipelines, and I can tell you it is much safer on a pipeline, and we also regulate trucking. So between trucking and trains and a pipeline would absolutely be the safest way, and yet he stopped the Keystone Pipeline, and we've got trucks and trains bringing the oil down, which just makes no sense.
We'll kind of wrap it up on this, Twinkle. Looking at the pressures on the economy and inflation, and you go down the list, how concerned are you what that's going to mean for Alabamians, for their electric rates, and for other pressures on the utilities in this state?
First of all, let me say that there have been no increases in the amount that the power company or the gas company has been allowed to make. No price changes that, you know, they're allowed to make in profits. But they are allowed to recoup the cost it takes them to purchase fuel. And just today in the report, from the month of June, consumers were behind in the amount they were paying to Alabama Power Company by over $100 million in fuel cost. And this is not any profit. This is just an actual fuel cost. Alabama Power Company is not allowed to charge any extra for the fuels they purchase. It is just a pass-through price. And what happens at the beginning of each year, we try to set the formula so that Alabama Power Company can recoup the amount of fuel and the price it costs that they use. But the reality is you can never land on zero. I always tell people that's like landing a jet airplane on a postage stamp. No one has any idea the fuel costs, what they might be for the year across the board. But when you've got natural gas prices going up four times the amount, and coal has followed behind that, but not nearly as much. It's lower than that right now. But with all these increases, obviously, you know, the fuel cost has gone really high. And so last month, we allowed the fuel cost to change so that they could recoup on an average bill, meaning an average bill, an average home usage, I should say. That average home usage will go up just for fuel cost a little under $7 a month. And that is completely in fuel. And that's what President Biden has done to our country. And when you look at like Spire Gas or Spire Gulf, the same thing is going on. They've had about a 12% increase since December on fuel costs. That is 100% fuel. There's no profit in that. It's called their GSA, which is their fuel cost. Right now, the total impact annually is about $100. But if we allow them to recoup everything that they would recoup with those gas costs right now, it'd be about $225 for an average gas customer. And you got to think, most people use their natural gas really during 4 months. And when you look at just fuel costs, having that much of an impact on an Alabama family, it's just mind-boggling, and it's so frustrating. But right now, thank goodness that Spire Gulf and Spire Alabama and Alabama Power have all three said that they will hold that debt, meaning they will basically let the consumer go into debt with them a little bit so that their prices don't rise so astronomically, because even what you've seen in fuel price changes, they will not completely make up for what President Biden is doing to our economy right now. Look, he said when he was up for election, I'm going to kill fossil fuels. I'm going to do away with them. And he's doing everything he can. And,
I hate to cut you off there. We're out of time, but thanks for making time for us, Twinkle.
We'll pick it up again
soon, if that's cool.
I'd love to, because right now energy prices are affecting everyone, and it is very frustrating to see what's going on in Washington. But please let me know when I can come back on, and I'd love to join you.
Absolutely. Twinkle Cabin, all these gentlemen, we got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5. What goes on in Montgomery?